The general definition of a CSIRT, CSIRP, is a team that responds to computer security incidents by providing necessary coordination to solve them. And also CSIRT tries to prevent computer security incidents within its agency. In order to do so and mitigate risk, most CSIRT monitors threat and provide preventive services for their constituency, such as issuing advisories on vulnerabilities in various systems or new attack methods and so on. There are many kinds of CSIRT, and one of them is the national CSIRT, and they are the CSIRT with national responsibilities. National CSIRT usually provides the point of contact of a nation in case of international incident response coordination required. And we did this survey, DNS security survey, with national CSIRT, with collaboration with CSIRT community, and we wanted to make sure, working with them and try to understand the situation and improve the DNS security. We feel CSIRT and DNS operators' effective collaboration is the best way to improve the DNS security response. And what the survey found is we think the survey helped educate both CSIRT and DNS operators about the value of the potential collaboration. And in many cases, such collaboration already exists. However, we also see that for certain areas, more to be done. In particular, CSIRT and DNS operators could improve information sharing. And most importantly, we need to build CSIRT and DNS operators' stronger ties in the resource-constrained world.
So is it safe to say that the CSIRTs are generally run by government agencies or part of government agencies, whereas the DNS operators are in the private sector, the big, say, trunk carriers and so forth?
Yes, there are many kinds of operation forms. National CSIRT usually sponsored and budgeted by government and country code top level domain or DNS operators. Some of them are operated by government entities. Some of them are private entities. Yes.
So you could look at the DNS server operators almost as a critical infrastructure.
Yes, it is providing a very core internet system. The biggest challenge here is this mechanism depends on the country and obviously the presence of the national CSIRT.
So what kind of information can the CSIRTs give the DNS operators and vice versa that would help them all work better?
Some of the CSIRT teams mentioning that the survey responders mentioning that those informations including DNS attack method trend, incident response technique, and then new attack trend and methodologies of DNS related incidents, and those types of information are useful to share to prevent and be prepared for DNS security, and working closely with the DNS operators and make sure that there is connection between security response and the DNS operators community is a very important key.
Why is it so hard to share this information? It seems like the most obvious thing to do when you have best practices and ways to make things work better together. Why not share it? Is it just an oversight? What's the hang up?
I think the difficulties is, again, there is information sharing networks and frameworks, and information sharing are existing and it's working, but there are areas and resource-trained areas that there is no response layers are existing. So, for example, there's only, with the community that's knowledge, there are approximately 56 national servers from all regions. And, for example, the resource-constrained regions like Africa, there's only two national certificates. On the other hand, there are 246 country code top-level domain operators exist. So there's clearly a gap here, and that disconnects the information sharing flow to all the necessary players.
We're talking with Yuri Ito, the director of the Global Security Programs at ICANN. So now that you have this information, what are your plans regarding this survey? What happens next?
We will continue a strong collaboration with the Global CSIRT Forum and Regional CSIRT Forum in strengthening the collaboration and raising awareness and understanding the best practices of DNS security. We also have a training program for DNS operators to improve the security and resilience of their operation, which includes how to work effectively with the CSIRT community.
And do you have a relationship with the Commerce Department in the United States, which has some interest in all these affairs?
ICANN does have the relation with commerce, and also we do have a close relationship with the sister community, including in the United States, there is U.S. Europe at DHS, and do have a closer work relationship with all the national district and